Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. In October of 2017 at the Feast of Tabernacles, I had a heart attack. I was rushed to the hospital, they did surgery, and then they proceeded to prescribe all kinds of big pharma stuff for my bad diabetes that I discovered I had. Well, the big pharma did absolutely nothing to help my healing or the diabetes. So this year, in 2018, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right after Passover, my friend Patrick had brought some Youngevity products from yourdiyhealth.com. He gave me them as I needed to be shown that they work because I'm such a terrible skeptic. Well, these things provided my body with the nutrients needed to heal itself, and I am absolutely amazed. I am not used to endorsing anything, but this stuff has worked wonders for me. You can contact Jim Ram, whose show is on EFR, at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And the toll-free order number for those Youngevity products is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. If you have any of the problems that I was experiencing with diabetes or slow healing, I suggest that you try these products. I am sold on them. They really work. Thank you very much for your time, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word. This is my 382nd Word for Word show. That does not count the repeats on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm doing the repeats of older shows so people can catch up. And we appreciate the listenership. This show is for the 14th of May, 2018. And we are in the book of Sirach and the Apocrypha. I will be beginning in chapter 17 today. Now, the copy that I have is the New Revised Standard Version. And it has all kinds of notes, including from other books that have additional verses. They're in the notes, but they're not in the text. I have to go down to the notes to read them. So please bear with me. Before I get started, my website is www.pastor-steve.com. You can get all my shows there, Wake Up Call and Word for Word, items for sale, etc., etc. It's not an interactive site. You can't post comments or troll. I don't have time to babysit immature people like trolls. So if you really want to download or listen, that's the place to go. So let's get started in the book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 1. Now they have substituted in the anglicized version the Lord for the name of Yahweh. I will restore the name of Yahweh. And they have here human beings, and it should be Adam. So if it differs, what I read from the text that you're reading, it's because I'm making corrections, which are needed. We do the best we can with the text that we are given, and through diligent study, we can piece together an accurate version. Verse 1 of chapter 17. Yahweh created Adam out of the earth and makes them return to it again. Verse 2. He gave them a fixed number of days, but granted them authority over everything on the earth. Verse 3. He endowed them with strengths like his own. And in the Greek, it has proper to them. Okay? And made them in his own image. Let's stop right here. Verses 1 through 3. You can reference the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. And chapter 2, verse 7. That's chapter 1, 26 through 28, and chapter 2, verse 7 in Genesis. Verse 4. He put the fear of them in all living beings and gave them dominion over beasts and birds. Now they have omitted a verse here, verse 5, and it's in the notes. Verse 5 would be, they obtained the use of the five faculties of Yahweh. As sixth, he distributed to them the gift of mind, and as seventh, reason, the interpreter of one's faculties. Verse 6. Discretion and tongue and eyes, ears and a mind for thinking he gave them. Verse 7. And you can reference Genesis chapter 2. Verse 17, that's 2:17 for verse 7. Pardon me for a second. Yeah, I needed a cough and get a little drink of coffee, clear the pipes here. Verse 7, he filled them with knowledge and understanding and showed them good and evil. Verse 8, he put the fear of him into their hearts to show them the majesty of his works. Verse 9, which is missing. Now they have them backwards. They have 10 and then 9 here. They have 10 preceding 9. I don't know why. But I guess it reads better. And they will praise his holy name, and then verse 9, to proclaim the grandeur of his works. After reading that, I can understand it. Verse 11, he bestowed knowledge upon them and allotted to them the law of life. And other authorities add, so that they may know that they who are alive now are mortal. Okay, that is tagged on to verse 11. Verse 12, he established with them an eternal covenant and revealed to them his decrees. Verse 13, their eyes saw his glorious majesty, and their ears heard the glory of his voice. Verse 14, he said to them, beware of all evil, and he gave commandment to each of them concerning the neighbor. Oh, that's marvelous. Verse 15, their ways are always known to him. They will not be hid from his eyes. And they have omitted verse 16 here, but they have it in the notes. Their ways from youth tend toward evil, and they are unable to make for themselves hearts of flesh in place of their stony hearts. Okay. Verse 17. He appointed a ruler for every nation, but Israel is Yahweh's own portion. And they have in the notes here, as verse 18, whom, being his firstborn, he brings up with discipline, and allotting to him the light of his love, he does not neglect him. Okay, that would be verse 18, which is not in this text, but it's in the notes. I'm having to go back and forth. This is pretty difficult because the notes are micro print. Verse 19. All their works are as clear as the sun before him, and his eyes are ever upon their ways. Verse 20. Their iniquities are not hidden from him, and all their sins are before Yahweh. Now they have verse 21, which is not included in the text, but is in the notes. Like I said, I'm having to bounce back and forth. But Yahweh, who is gracious and knows how they are formed, has neither left them nor abandoned them, but has spared them. Verse 22. One's almsgiving is like a signet ring with Yahweh, and he will keep a person's kindness like the apple of his eye. And there is another section to this in the notes. Apportioning repentance to his sons and daughters. That's in another version of this text. Verse 23. Afterward, he will rise up and repay them. And he will bring their recompense on their heads. That's judgment, okay? Verse 24. Yet to those who repent, he grants a return. And he encourages those who are losing hope. Now here we have a call to repentance. This is a subsection. And verses 25 and 26, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12. That's the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 12. And in verses 27 and 28, you can reference Psalms chapter 6, verse 5. That's Psalm 6, 5. Isaiah 38, verse 18. That's Isaiah 38, verse 18. And Baruch 2, 17 and 18. That's Baruch 2, 17 and 18. Okay. Verse 25, turn back to Yahweh and forsake your sins. Pray in his presence and lessen your offense. Verse 26, return to the Most High and turn away from iniquity. Now, there is an additional section to that in the notes. For he will lead you out of darkness to the light of health. Okay. Verse 27. Who will sing praises to the Most High in Hades or Sheol? Okay. This is in the Greek. Sheol is the same as Hades. It's the land of the dead and its occupants. Okay. Who will sing praises to the Most High in Hades in place of the living who give thanks? Verse 28. From the dead, as one who does not exist, thanksgiving has ceased. Those who are alive and well sing Yahweh's praises. Amen to that. Verse 29. How great is the mercy of Yahweh and his forgiveness for those who return to him. I'm going to read that again. How great is the mercy of Yahweh and his forgiveness for those who return to him. Think on that one. That's wonderful. Verse 30 of chapter 17. For not everything is within, and it has human capability. It would be Adam's capability. And again, they have human beings. Since Adam are not immortal. Adami, the Adamites, are not immortal. They keep putting human beings in there. We are not hued people, okay? We are Caucasian. Verse 31 of chapter 17. What is brighter than the sun? Yet it can be eclipsed. So flesh and blood devise evil. Verse 32. He marshals the host of the height of heaven. But all Adam are dust and ashes. And again, they have human beings here. It's very hard to find texts that are not anglicized. They have churchized a lot of stuff. And unless you're a real student, it's going to pass with you. So you have to be very careful what you're reading, because they have changed things. Now we're starting chapter 18, and the subsection we're going into now is the majesty of, they have God, but it would be Elohim, the divine being. God is a pagan term. Verse 1 of chapter 18 of Sirach. He who lives forever created the whole universe. Verse 2. Yahweh alone is just. And verse 3, which is not in the text, is, and there is no other beside him. He steers the world. This is verse 3. He steers the world with the span of his hand, and all things obey his will. For he is king of all things by his power, separating among them the holy things from the profane. That's verse 3 that they have left out. Verse 4. To none has he given power to proclaim his works. And who can search out his mighty deeds? Verse 5. Who can measure his majestic power, and who can fully recount his mercies? Verse 6. It is not possible to diminish or increase them, nor is it possible to fathom the wonders of Yahweh. Alright, here again in verse 7, they have human beings. It should be Adam. Verse 7. When Adam has finished, they are just beginning. And when they stop, they are still perplexed. Verse 8, they again have human beings. They keep sticking that in here. And I'll just keep taking it out. Verse 8. What are Adams? And of what use are they? What is good in them and what is evil? Verse 9. The number of days in their life is great if they reach 100 years. And there's an addition to that in the notes, but the death of each one is beyond the calculation of all. That would complete that verse. Verse 10. Like a drop of water from the sea and a grain of sand, so are a few years among the days of eternity. Boy, is that profound. Verse 11, that is why Yahweh is patient with them and pours out his mercy upon them. Verse 12, let me get a little hit of coffee here. My throat's getting a little dry. Verse 12 of chapter 18. He sees and recognizes that their end is miserable. Therefore, he grants them forgiveness all the more. Wow. Verse 13. The compassion, and again they have human beings in here. It's Adam. The compassion of Adam is for their neighbors. But the compassion of Yahweh is for every living thing. He rebukes and trains and teaches them and turns them back as a shepherd his flock. Verse 14. He has compassion on those who accept his discipline and who are eager for his precepts. Okay, stop right there. If you're really seeking Yahweh and you seek to obey him, he's going to help you. He's going to help you with strength to be obedient if you truly wish to be. And I've seen that over and over and over. Here's the next little subsection in chapter 18. The right spirit in giving alms. Verse 15. My child, do not mix reproach with your good deeds, or spoil your gift by harsh words. Verse 16. Does not the dew give relief from the scorching heat? So a word is better than a gift. Verse 17. Indeed, does not a word surpass a good gift? Both are to be found in a gracious person. Verse 18. A fool is ungracious and abusive. And the gift of a grudging giver makes the eyes dim. So what he's saying here is, if you're really going to give, give cheerfully. And don't take people to task when you're trying to help them. It'll hurt them more than anything else. Here's the next little subsection of chapter 18. The need of reflection and self-control. Boy, yeah, that self-control is tough. Verse 19. Before you speak, learn. And before you fall ill, take care of your health. Boy, that applies to me. I was just letting myself go, just working all the time, not taking care of myself, and I got slapped down. Okay? So don't think that because a guy's a preacher that he's beyond reproach, because we all are. We're all weak in some areas. Okay? That's everybody. Verse 20, and this is a good one. Before judgment comes, examine yourself. And at the time of scrutiny, you will find forgiveness. Verse 21, before falling ill, humble yourself. And when you have sinned, repent. Verse 22. Let nothing hinder you from paying a vow promptly, and do not wait until death to be released from it. That's when they used to make vows to Yahweh. Verse 23. Before making a vow, prepare yourself. Do not be like one who puts Yahweh to the test. Verse 24. think of his wrath on the day of death, and of the moment of vengeance when he turns away his face. A lot of them are going to see that. The ones that are doing all this evil in the world, they're going to see that. Mm-mm-mm. Verse 25. In the time of plenty, think of the time of hunger. In days of wealth, think of poverty and need. Verse 26. From morning to evening, conditions change. All things move swiftly before Yahweh. Verse 27. One who is wise is cautious in everything. When sin is all around us, one guards against wrongdoing. Verse 28. Every intelligent person knows wisdom and praises the one who finds her. Verse 29, and there will be an extension on this. Those who are skilled in words become wise themselves and pour forth apt proverbs. And also included in that in the notes is better is confidence in the one Lord. That would be proper, the one Lord, because that's the one master, than clinging with a dead heart to a dead one. In other words, why worship some foolish idol? Verse 30. Do not follow your base desires, but restrain your appetites. Verse 31. If you allow your soul to take pleasure in base desire, it will make you the laughingstock of your enemies. Like all these politicians who get caught with their pants down, okay? Verse 32. Do not revel in great luxury, or you may become impoverished by its expense. Verse 33, and it has an extension on it at the end. Do not become a beggar by feasting with borrowed money, when you have nothing in your purse. And in another book it has, for you will be plotting against your own life. That ends chapter 18. Now we're going to begin chapter 19. And the beginning of 19 is under that little subsection there, the reflection and self-control. Verse 1 of chapter 19. The one who does this will not become rich. One who despises small things will fail little by little. Mm-hmm. Verse 2, wine and women lead intelligent men astray, and the man who consorts with prostitutes is reckless. Boy, oh boy. Verse 3, decay and worms will take possession of him, and the reckless person will be snatched away. Now, here's a little subsection in chapter 19. It says, against loose talk. Okay. Verse 4. One who trusts others too quickly has a shallow mind, and one who sins does wrong to oneself. Here's verse 5, and it has a tag on the end of it in the notes. One who rejoices in wickedness will be condemned. And another book has, but one who withstands pleasures crowns his life. Verse 7. Never repeat a conversation, and you will lose nothing at all. Verse 8. With friend or foe, do not report it, and unless it would be a sin for you, do not reveal it. Verse 9, for someone may have heard you and watched you, and in time will hate you. Nobody likes a tattletale. Verse 10, have you heard something? Let it die with you. Be brave, it will not make you burst. Verse 11, having heard something, the fool suffers birth pangs like a woman in labor with a child. The child. He just can't wait to blab. Verse 12. I like this. Like an arrow stuck in a person's thigh, so is gossip inside a fool. Oh, wow. Let me get another hit of coffee. Verse 13. Question a friend. Perhaps he did not do it. Or if he did, so that he may not do it again. Verse 14. Question a neighbor. Perhaps he did not say it. Or if he said it, so that he may not repeat it. Verse 15. Question a friend, for often it is slander. So you do not believe everything you hear. Boy, is that true. All the rumor mongering that goes on and the accusations about some of the show hosts on EFR. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Whew. They're going to pay a price for those lies. Verse 16. A person may make a slip without intending it. Who has not sinned with his tongue? Verse 17, and there's a tag on the end of this. Question your neighbor before you threaten him. And let the law of the Most High take its course. And there's an addendum on that. And do not be angry. Okay, verse 18 is not included. It's in the notes. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of acceptance, and wisdom obtains his love. Verse 19 is not included, but it's in the notes. The knowledge of Yahweh's commandments is life-giving discipline, and those who do what is pleasing to him enjoy the fruit of the tree of immortality. Verse 20. And there's an addendum to this. This is all about true and false wisdom. The whole of wisdom is fear of Yahweh. And in all wisdom there is fulfillment of the law. And the addendum says, and the knowledge of his omnipotence. Now, verse 21 is not included, but it's in the notes. When a slave says to his master, I will not act as you wish, even if later he does it, he angers the one who supports him. Here's verse 22. The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom, nor is there prudence in the counsel of sinners. Verse 23, there is a cleverness that is detestable, and there is a fool who merely lacks wisdom. Verse 24 of chapter 19, better are the God-fearing who lack understanding than the highly intelligent who transgress the law. Boy, that's a truism right there. Verse 25. There is a cleverness that is exact but unjust. And there are people who abuse favors to gain a verdict. Oh, think about that today. Bribes and corrupt courts. Verse 26. There is the villain bowed down in mourning, but inwardly he is full of deceit. He's a faker. Crocodile tears. Verse 27, he hides his face and pretends not to hear, but when no one notices, he will take advantage of you. Verse 28, even if lack of strength keeps him from sinning, he will nevertheless do evil when he finds the opportunity. Verse 29, a person is known by his appearance, and a sensible person is known when first met face to face. Verse 30. A person's attire and hearty laughter and the way he walks show what he is. Oh, and he's dressed richly. He's a fake. Watch out. That ends chapter 19. And we've got enough time to do chapter 20, I think. Let's give it a shot here. This is about silence and speech. There is a rebuke that is untimely, and there is the person who is wise enough to keep silent. Verse 2, how much better it is to rebuke than to fume. Verse 3, and the one who admits his fault will be kept from failure. Verse 4, like a eunuch lusting to violate a girl is the person who does right under compulsion.
Wow.
It's worthless. Verse 5. Some people keep silent and are thought to be wise, while others are detested for being talkative. Verse 6. Some people keep silent because they have nothing to say, while others keep silent because they know when to speak. Verse 7. The wise remain silent until the right moment, but a boasting fool misses the right moment. Here's verse 8, and it has an addendum to it. Whoever talks too much is detested, and whoever pretends to authority is hated. And the addendum have, how good it is to show repentance when you are reproved, for so you will escape deliberate sin. Now, another little subsection here is paradoxes. Verse 9. There may be good fortune for a person in adversity, and a windfall may result in a loss. Verse 10. There is the gift that profits you nothing, and the gift to be paid back double. Verse 11. There are losses for the sake of glory, and there are some who have raised their heads from humble circumstances. These are paradoxes, okay? Verse 12. Some buy much for little, but pay for it seven times over. Verse 13. The wise make themselves beloved by only a few words. But the courtesies of fools are wasted. Verse 14. A fool's gift will profit you nothing. And the addendum has, so it is with the envious who give under compulsion. For he looks for recompense sevenfold. And the Greek has, he has many eyes instead of one. Verse 15. He gives little and upbraids much. He opens his mouth like a town crier. Today he lends, and tomorrow he asks it back. Such a one is hateful to God and Adam, humans. That's what they have here. Okay. And some other versions lack that passage. Okay. Verse 16. The fool says, I have no friends, and I get no thanks for my good deeds. Those who eat my bread are evil-tongued. Verse 17, and it has an addendum. How many will ridicule him, and how often? Okay. And the addendum is, for he has not honestly received what he has, and what he does not have is unimportant to him. Now, this is inappropriate speech in chapter 20, verse 18. A slip on the pavement is better than a slip of the tongue. The downfall of the wicked will occur just as speedily. Verse 19. A coarse person is like an inappropriate story, continually on the lips of the ignorant. And that's rough speech, you know, profanity and roughness and all that. verse 20. A proverb from a fool's lips will be rejected, for he does not tell it at the proper time. Verse 21. One may be prevented from sinning by poverty, so when he rests, he feels no remorse. Verse 22. One may lose his life through shame or lose it because of human respect. And there's an addendum that lose it because of his foolish look. Okay, there's two readings to that. Verse 23 of chapter 20. Another, out of shame, makes promises to a friend, and so makes an enemy for nothing. Here's another subsection. It's called about lying. Verse 24. A lie is an ugly blot on a person. It is continually on the lips of the ignorant. Let's stop right here. There's a lot of lies on the internet. And a lot of people believe that nonsense, and they take it and they run with it and they post it all over the place. They don't investigate. They spread rumors. That's ignorance, okay? Don't believe everything you see on the net. We have been promised, and they've done this, and they've done that. Oh, this one's going to do this, and this is going to happen, and oh, this and this and this. And nothing happens. It's all BS, okay? It keeps your mind occupied. Instead of you trying to follow Yahweh's teachings, you're all worried about what some man is going to do because they say something on the internet. You need to ignore that nonsense and get yourself straight with Yahweh. You know, stay in the Word. The Word will tell you the truth. And everything else, well, you may get a little truth here and there. Some things may happen. But don't hold your breath, okay? Verse 25. A thief is preferable to a habitual liar, but the lot of both is ruin. Verse 26. A liar's way leads to disgrace, and his shame is ever with him. Now here's another little subsection. These are proverbial sayings, and that heading is included in the Greek text, but it's not in the Hebrew, because this was originally written in Hebrew. That's why I'm using Yahweh instead of the Lord, okay, and Adam instead of humans, because that's how it reads in Hebrew. Verse 27 of chapter 20. The wise person advances himself by his words, and one who is sensible pleases the great. Verse 28. Those who cultivate the soil heap up their harvest, and those who please the great atone for injustice. Verse 29. Favors and gifts blind the eyes of the wise. Like a muzzle on the mouth, they stop reproofs. In other words, bribes, gifts. Well, I'm going to give you a donation to your whatever. But you really don't need to go on the TV and talk about what you know about me. Because I'm trying to serve the public. Yeah, you sure are. Yeah, you can serve them up a plate of lies, politician. Yeah, but you're going to bribe somebody that knows something. All right, verse 30. Hidden wisdom and unseen treasure. Of what value is either? Verse 31, this has an addendum to it in the end. Better are those who hide their folly than those who hide their wisdoms. And verse 32 would be unwearied endurance in seeking Yahweh is better than a masterless charioteer of one's own life. So that verse 32 is lacking in the regular text, but it's in the notes. Well, I've got less than 4 minutes, and I made it through chapter 20, and didn't have to rush or fudge on anything. I really am enjoying the book of Sirach. It's a great read, and good instruction. That's the main thing. So praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you. And I will catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.